This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. One of the relationships that I'm most proud of right now that I have is the relationship I have with my teenage son, Marcus. I have been working really hard at being a mother that he feels comfortable talking to, as well as also being able to be the type of mother I want to be to him, which is one that sets really strong boundaries for him, as well as cheers him on and kind of influences him to actually pursue his actual dreams versus mine own. A common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right. But sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. Therapy is a place to work through challenges you face in all of your relationships, whether with friends, work, your significant other, or anyone. I definitely have used therapy in helping me become a better mom because it is truly one of my biggest goals. I am trying, while I want my kids to also have therapists and have healthy relationships for them, I want what I have done for them and to them as a mom to be the least that they have to talk about in therapy. Because that's one of my goals, I definitely leaned on my therapist to just challenge myself in some of my own parenting techniques to make sure I was doing the things that were best servicing my children and also helping me reach my goals as a mother. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time at no additional cost, okay? Which is a blessing because in the traditional setting of therapy, it can be a very painful process trying to switch a provider. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. four-time NAACP Image Award nominated. That chick, Angel. Just give him a little bit of dance track. Just a little dance track. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I got into it. I just threw down.
I saw you. I saw that head going in.
Down. Y'all ain't even see it.
Y'all hear that other voice. Tell them who you are, my sexy lover.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. NAACP Image Award nominated in the same category as our forever first lady, Michelle Obama.
Beep, beep, beep,
zoom
beep.
In. Zoom in on me.
And beep, beep, hey. Beep, beep.
These shirts are going to keep coming in case y'all ain't know. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week. We talk about pretty much anything we feel like. We talk about all the things.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about marriage, relationships.
Yeah.
Everything. You understand me? Current events. And we do that every single week with our Patreon. That is it. We call them our immediate family.
Yes, we
all right, do. We call them our immediate family because they are a little bit closer than everybody else that's just viewing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We call them immediate family because we do special things together. We watch movies. We do prayer together or do prayer. We have say prayer, whatever. We be praying for them people and they be praying for us. they talk to us before and after we shoot on the weekends. They joined me for my birthday for a little bit.
They did.
And you can be a part of that media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month, be a part of all that goodness. And we also joined by some wonderful sponsors. You already heard from one, BetterHelp.
We also will have a little conversation about Lumi deodorant after a couple of minutes, as well as Factor. So stick around so you can hear about our sponsors. Check our sponsors out. The more we partner with sponsors that you all like, the better this podcast can be. So if y'all not vibing with them, that's fine. That's how we know. We don't need to be paired with that sponsor again. But if you do like them, we know that we've came up with a really good combination. So check them out. Use our promo codes, our URL, so that they know we're the ones that sent you. We're going to handle a little bit of business before we jump into the podcast. As you all heard us say, we have been nominated. This podcast is an NAACP Award nominated podcast,
yes,
for lifestyle and self-help. You all can help us by voting for us.
Yes.
Now, know that the process for voting for the podcast is a little bit complex and complicated, but I believe in y'all. I believe that y'all are, you are smart. You are important.
Yeah.
You are special. I have tried to do tutorials on this. I do a live every single day in the morning on Facebook, in the afternoon on Instagram, and in the evening on TikTok. I only missed TikTok once, and that's because I fell asleep. But I'm telling you right now, it is possible with the podcast in the category of outstanding lifestyle and self-help. When you actually fill that category out on the ballot, you can only use your email address one time on that entire ballot. So you can vote for every category you want. I think there's like almost 60 categories or something, yeah, like that. You can vote in all 60 categories, or you could just go in there to vote for mine and his podcast. And here's the thing.
Yeah, right? As you vote, it adds them to your ballot. It's almost like you're adding it to the cart.
Yes.
And then at the end, after you vote for everybody, it'll say, you know,
at the bottom of the page,
15, however many things you voted for, cast your vote.
Yeah, cast your ballot.
Cast your ballot,
at the bottom of the page. So once you cast your ballot and you use that email address is dead for you using it on that specific ballot ever again.
Yeah, if you got multiple email addresses like myself, I got seven that I used.
Yes.
Email addresses. So I was able to go in and do that entire process
seven times. Okay. That's those. For Social Media Personality of the Year, which I, That Chick Angel, Angel Akita Moore, am nominated in, you can vote every day from multiple email addresses every single day. That is a separate link that I also provided. It's going to be in the show notes. It's also inside of the description of this video if you're watching this on YouTube. So the information is there. All we're asking, it's free. All we're asking is that you vote. You vote for us. And we greatly appreciate it. So that's the business that we wanted to handle.
Absolutely. Is this eyeshadow stuff? Is that like chameleon? It's flipping, flopping?
Yeah.
Flipping, flopping?
It's flipping, flopping. It's iridescent.
Yeah, there you go. It's iridescent.
Yeah. You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for liking it. Which one you want to do today? Besides me. Which one you want to do today? You want to do In My Feelings or Tanksley Pride?
Let's do In My Feelings.
In My Feelings?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So we're going to do a segment called In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good. Where Marcus and I talk about what's got us feeling good this week and what's got us feeling some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Because regardless, somebody going to get on our nerves or something is going to get on our nerves.
Yeah.
But we always got a reason to give God the praise. Always. Always. Hey. You better give him that hand. So let you kick it off, since this was the one that you wanted to do.
Let y'all know what's got me feeling some kind of way. It's bittersweet.
What?
It's the rain.
Ah.
Out here that we getting right now in Southern California, throughout the state, I believe.
Uh-huh.
But specifically where we live, Southern California. Look, anytime it rains in California, we need it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's beyond, that goes without saying, we need rain. We just don't need it all at once because they did not design California.
Nor LA. Are they, let's just talk. It's LA, not LA, California.
I'm sorry. They did not design LA, nor are they currently. Even all the new stuff is not designed for rain.
Mm-hmm.
Not this amount of rain.
No.
You go to some areas like Angel used to live out in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
When it rains out there, you know, you ain't used to water just sitting on top of the road because it all drains off to the sides.
Correct.
Water out there just sits on top of the road. And that area was fairly new. It ain't that old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, y'all realize it does rain out here. It never rains in Southern California. That was just a song, y'all. It rains just all the time.
Song. Just a song.
Our winter is rain.
Yep.
Everybody else get ice and sleet and snow. We get rain. So when we get all of this rain all at once, that's when stuff is flooding.
Mm-hmm.
People can't drive. And then the people that can't drive is slowing other people down. They don't want to drive like idiots. So right. Now you got this combination of people that drive like the road is covered in a solid sheet of ice. And then you got these other idiots that think that it's impossible to wreck when it's rain. And they just drive like plumb idiots. you got this powder keg, yes, of idiots on the road. Last night they put out a notice, but the sheriff's department was like, if you ain't evacuating your area, you shouldn't be traveling. Get off the road. I didn't know this because I was just out riding around just seeing how bad the road. I think it's relaxing to drive in the rain. That's
Marcus want to listen. No, that, way.
That's where I'm from. Where I'm from, it rains all the time. It's like I get out and I drive in the rain just to relax.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't have listened no way if you would have saw the alert. You would have still.
You're right.
He said, I didn't know.
I should have made a right to go home. I took a left because I wanted to keep driving. But the rain is peaceful for me. I will sit in the garage. I will sit by a window, open the blinds or whatever, and I will watch the rain because it's very relaxing to me. But dealing with Californians and rain, it's annoying.
Yeah, I'm mad that for the first time I like blue dry my hair, mm-hmm, back. My husband said he like it, and
yeah. I love Angel's hair when it's put.
And then it gonna rain.
It gonna rain.
And so now I gotta really use an umbrella. I haven't had to protect my edges in years because I've been wearing my hair natural. The rain is just like, all right, come on.
Yeah, because you ain't blue dried it.
I ain't blue dried it. But now I gotta actually like pay attention. First of all, I'm looking at my hair on camera. It look good. I got a big head, but my hair look good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Angel's hair. I like it. It's like Angel wears her hair really big, which is dope. But I like her hair I like it better when it's pulled away from her face because you can see her face.
Thank you.
That's what I like best.
You like it?
Yeah.
Thanks. I know what else you like. Also, what's got you in your feelings?
Yeah. What's got you in your feelings?
What's got me in my feelings is that, if I'm be honest, I found out. So on some of the promotion for the NAACP Awards, it says voting ends February 24th. February 24th. I was like, bet. Got that. I can promote until February 24th.
Started sprinting. I got this. You can see the finish line.
Then I get a call that they do to all of the nominees. Come on out, Kevin. It's our good friend Kevin. You're going to have to walk in front of the cameras anyway.
I mean, you would have did it anyway if you didn't have to.
You going to go on the side? Because Kevin's thin now. Oh, he's slim. I knew it. I was like, then he's going to come in front.
Yeah, he's skinny. I'll push that Kevin over.
I know. This Kevin is fit. You gone? No. Okay. I get the call. They're like, congratulations on your nomination. I was like, oh, thank you. So excited. And they're like, voting ends on, I think they said March 13th or 14th.
Yeah,
March. I said, what?
Yeah.
I said, what? How long?
Yeah, Angel thought she was running the 100-meter dash, so she took off sprinting. Yeah. Realized, this is the 400. Hold on.
No,
y'all didn't tell me that.
This is the 1600. I said, okay. All right. Okay. All right, cool. But I'm going to push it to the end. So that had me a little bit in my feelings. It got me feeling a little bit overwhelmed. And, you know, I'm doing so much at the same time. I'm on tour. I'm throwing a baby shower. I'm throwing our party. The twins have a birthday coming up. I'm also over Black History Month at my kid's school. I'm planning the retreat for the Mocha Moms. It's a lot of stuff, and that's stuff that will eventually go away.
Mm-hmm.
This is on top of the stuff that is a consistent and a constant thing. This podcast is constant. Podcast Kev, constant. Auditions, constant. It's going into the studio, making music. That's more of a constant thing. Mama Likes didn't get the daggone thing out last week because I couldn't get my brain to switch over there. So it's just, it's a lot.
And Angel loves it.
I do, but I am a little bit overwhelmed right now. So once I get all of it together.
Because if she didn't have our list to do, she would create things to do.
No. I definitely, no, I wouldn't. I would not have put all of this in first. This is all inside of the first quarter. So I'm looking forward to getting out of the first quarter with my four trophies. in my queer tea. Also, make sure y'all vote for the Queer Tea Award. We got nominated for that for the music video for One Margarita. I want that one too.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah.
Take it all.
I want all
need
of
a
it.
Duffel bag, get all these trophies on.
Yeah. 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 So, what's got you feeling good?
What's got me feeling good? Y'all, your boy's nominated for NAACP.
He's like, that's never going to change anything.
That ain't changing nothing. God dang. Like, it's the beginning of this year has already been like confusing.
Mm-hmm.
It's been gratefulness has hit,
mm-hmm.
Regret has hit, a little bit of what's it called? Imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Has hit, and then that was before we found out about the NAACP Image Award, because it's just like, I don't know what happened, like, over the break.
Have you rescheduled with your therapist?
No, I'm going to reschedule. Look, he costing. I had to get things done to the car.
You better not ever. I'll burn that damn car to the ground.
You don't want to do that, because then I have to buy another one. No, I will. It was just things kept coming up.
Uh-huh.
So then on top of like getting this, you know, what I would consider a prestigious award, you know, just to be, you know, nominated for. So all of these things, but then it's also like just an overwhelming sense of gratitude.
Yeah.
And it's like, so that's had me lose focus, just all these things that that's been going through my mind. And this it kind of knocked focus off, like, go, like, I got to get back, got to find my tablet and get back to my list of stuff.
Getting back
trying to cop, because it's like, even like, I was trying to do a fashion post today, because I'm like, oh, these awards are completely, like, I got stuff.
Nah.
I got like 4 or 5 different fashion things I need to post.
That's why we got to start putting it in that little posting calendar.
Oh, yeah. Learning that damn thing. But what's got me feeling good is just the gratitude. Like, I'm in a good place. It's almost like you ask for a slice of cake, somebody gives you the whole cake. So you're like, hold on, what am I supposed to do with all this? You know,
uh-huh.
Not complaining about it, but it's like, God dang, this is a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
So I do realize I got the whole cake.
Yeah.
I ain't got all the other stuff that I want yet, but I do have the whole cake, and I only ask for a slice.
Well, amen.
You know, I still got what's it called? I ain't ate the appetizers yet. I ain't ate the meal. I ain't ate the little snacks between all that, because I be eating.
What if you find out this is just the pre-meal, the cocktail pre-meal. Hour?
I don't know.
What you going to do?
That's what I'm going to find out.
That's what you going to find out, which Lakeith said. Well, you know what's got me feeling good? Smelling good. That's right. The secret to a great date is feeling confident from head to toe. Pew. That's why I'm excited to tell you all about Lumi whole body deodorant for pits, privates, and beyond. Lumi is a game-changing whole body deodorant designed by OBGYN not to only work on pits, but also feet, privates, and everywhere else we get an odor. No matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH optimized formula. And they've got over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it. Make the switch to Lumi, and this Valentine's will be all about head-to-toe confidence. Smells like a second date to me. Special offer, our new customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with an exclusive code. Enter or use code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
At LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. I have used Lumi Deodorant, especially I like their little tube deodorant because I got a lot of folds, okay? I got a lot of flaps, you know? I got the boobs. I got the fupa. I got the thighs, huh? I got the little crease behind my knee. All that can get an odor, and I don't want it. I do not want it, especially being on tour, and I come out and hug people, talk to folk. I don't want to be funky. And I love how easy it is to use and how it keeps me feeling confident and secure in how I smell. So let me tell you some things that makes Lumi unique. It's a whole body deodorant, right? You can use it even in your belly button if you want to, or your butt crack. Listen, get it together. It's created by an OBGYN who firsthand saw how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. It can block odor for up to 72 hours. It's baking soda free, paraben free, and pH balanced. And it's proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. Let me tell you about this Lumi Starter Pack. Lumi Starter Pack is a perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping. It's a special offer for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code ARGUE at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% of your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
All right. What's actually got me feeling good is that the Here's the Thing Unruly Cousins tour finally kicked off this past weekend, and I am still recovering. I am so seepy, seepy girl, girl. I feel like the first weekend went so good.
Yeah.
Yes, Toronto, numbers-wise, was looking so terrible. We were nowhere near, obviously, being sold out. But it was still really packed in there. It was a lot of people.
I seen the video. It looked packed.
It was. And they had such a good time. And that is what I was hoping. That's what I was envisioning. Just a ruckus. Me and Kevin have similar backgrounds growing up in the church. And there's a lot of similarities when you get church kids around each other. Like the type of church kids that he and I grew up in very charismatic churches, where they pray over you for forever, where they will shout for 45 minutes, where they will do a testimony service, a tarrying service. There are a lot of similarities that kind of tie a lot of us together that have had those experiences. And I feel like we were able to kind of celebrate those, pick fun of those, and the audience enjoyed it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. The I'm not going to tell people what our opener is, but let me tell you, the response we got for that opener was worth it all.
I knew that was coming. When y'all practiced for me, I said, oh, yeah.
It was everything I hoped it would be and some. Like, that's what it made me feel like.
Yeah, no, that's bittersweet, too, like you being on tour.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you get to be on tour.
But then I'll be gone.
Then she be gone. But then she be back, and Angel be missing me hard.
I do. That's
why
we
was late.
That's not why we were late.
Yeah.
You had time to get ready.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You had time. Kevin is like a child. Huh? Yeah, we did.
Kevin, again.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. I know Kevin ain't talking.
I know.
Billboard Kev. It was great. I got to meet Shante, who's one of our moderators, who's in the chat right now. Mm-hmm. I got to meet Sherry, who is in the chat right now. Sherry Tucker's in our chat. It's always nice to meet. Oh, Kayla was there.
Are they in New York? Did you meet them in New York? Or
I met
Toronto?
No.
I met you met Shante
in Toronto.
In Toronto.
Kayla flew from Dallas to Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
Yeah, to Toronto to see the opening show. So did Passionate for Christ.
Well, all right.
You know, the one that reminds us of Marquita.
Uh-huh.
They were there. It's just, it was just a blessing to do, to be at. Great touring with Kev and the guys again. I can't wait for more people to see the show. So, listen, we pulled it off. Change.org. Made it happen. So I'm happy about that. I really am. This is great. This is great. What? What are you about to say?
Nah.
Okay, so.
I was going to take a dig about you always being away from your family.
Go ahead and take the dig, dude.
That's all right.
Take the dig. It's fine. As you all know, the Grammys were last night. Many of us didn't watch it. We didn't. But what we did watch was a piece of our good friend Jay to the Z as he received a kind of like a lifetime achievement award. It's called the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award. And he had a few things to say, and I want to get your opinion on it. Okay.
Obviously, it's subjective because you know, it's music and it's opinion based. But, you know, some things, you know, I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. The most Grammys, never won Album of the Year. That doesn't work. You know, some of you going to go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you made it, Rob. Some of you don't belong in a category. No, when I get nervous, I tell the truth. But outside of that, you know, we got to keep showing up. And forget the Grammys for a second, just in life. As my daughter sits and stares at me nervous as I am. Just in life, you got to keep showing up. Just keep showing up. Forget the Grammys. You got to keep showing up until they give you all those accolades you feel you deserve. Until they call you chairman. Until they call you a genius. Until they call you the greatest of all time. You feel me?
So he had a lot to say. Mm-hmm. And then you could tell there was a lot he didn't say at the same time.
He didn't need to.
What are your thoughts on that TikTok o'clock?
Yeah, I just want y'all to know 90% of the time I find out what I'm supposed to respond to when Angel plays.
Yeah.
I'll be knowing.
Because a lot of times I have produced the episode in my head as I sit my butt right down.
Absolutely. I'm glad he said it. He spoke a lot of truth. Everything. Look, I don't be watching award shows. I do expect, depending on the award shows, which is most of them, I expect a, who was it, the one album, Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift won album.
Yeah, I expected a Taylor Swift or what's her name, Miley Cyrus or whoever. That's just the status quo, it seems to be. It don't matter what they, it don't really matter what they do, not to take away from all that they do, but.
Do.
Yeah. But they do, those award shows, they do have a certain look and you expect certain things. Like when she jumped, that was the only part we saw was her accepting that award.
Album of the Year is what
we
saw.
Album of the Year. And when she jumped up, I was like, why are you acting surprised? You knew you was about to win. Like I saw who was in the category. I was like, that's a given. It's almost a popularity contest, but I'm glad he said what he said. And it's true. It was the first quarter, a whole lot was going on. A lot of people found out about a lot of stuff. My friend, Larry Starks, he did a post last week before, and it was saying, and it tagged me and Angel and Kev, a bunch of other people. It was like, you see all these people winning, and, you know, anybody that doesn't understand that this is, I finally won, not a thing of it, you know, this just happened. So yeah. I'm always, you know, clapping for these people and cheering them on. And it's true. You see people working really hard and they, you know, they get these accolades and, you know, a lot of people are lucky to finally get it.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are unlucky that they should have gotten it, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's this is not a, from what I can see, these award shows don't have nothing to do with what the majority thinks. It's what these few people think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like he said, Beyonce, she's got the most Grammys out of anybody and she ain't never got out. How is that even possible? And we see it all the time. You see things getting snubbed because, again, you got 15, 20, I don't know, 30. I don't know how many people make these decisions.
I mean, it's more than that. But
yeah,
I don't
but,
know
you know, you got, you know, they got hundreds of millions of people that think differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad he said it. And it's true. It's like, you know, keep showing up and doing what you do. It don't matter what anybody else thinks. They're going to give you your flowers eventually.
I didn't know that. Jay-Z has 6 albums of the year.
I ain't know it either.
Are we sure? I was about to say, that does not, I think he might have a nominations. Rap album of the year. Thank you, Kevin, for, I was like, just Jazzy, that don't sound right to me. But you know, I could be wrong. The part that I feel like resonated with me the most, and you kind of touched on it, is the gotta keep showing up.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah, I'm a Beyonce fan, so that portion that he was talking about, I also am like, that woman deserved album of the year a couple of times.
We'll talk about it after. Go ahead.
But the part that did resonate with me is, at the end of the day, especially when you're an artist, if you only do this for the accolades, you will find yourself kind of driving yourself crazy, in a way. Like, you have to find worth in what you're doing and purpose in what you're doing outside of the recognition. Now, I'm not saying that the recognition ain't nice, in that the recognition isn't deserved, but if that's all you're going to do it for, I don't know how much juice you're going, or how much gas you're going to have in your tank.
You got to do it for you.
Yeah, you got to do it because this is what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I have always been, it's kind of like, I always have felt like I was on the outside track. Like, my way around has been so much longer than a lot of other people. But at the end of the day, if I continue to run, I'll cross the finish line just like everybody else.
Right.
So if it was all about like, oh no, I have to get all these little things, even though, like I said, I want every single last one of these awards that I've been nominated for. But if that was my initial reason for doing this, I would have quit so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I have never, outside of winning Miss Black Lexington when I was 16 years old, I have never really had like the recognition that has been to the point of, this is a trophy, this is your title, and no one else can take that from you. Like, I've been selected for things and entered into programs being selected for things. But if that was, if having the trophy, being the winner of this one thing was my only driving force, I don't know if I would be able to remain not being jaded.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Cause that's what you're depending on. You're depending on the opinions of a few versus your opinion and the majority.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
which is crazy.
It is. It is. But Jay-Z, as people say, he was standing on big business.
I'm glad. Yeah. And it takes somebody of his stature for people to listen. Maybe they would listen to somebody getting an award and saying that at your award show. Like, I can't think of no better way.
People kept saying, but if Kanye said it, and I'm like, now we all know that man is not mentally well.
Right. And Kanye wouldn't have said it that way. It was the delivery of what Jay-Z said.
Yes. And the sanity that was also upon him at that time.
He ain't snatching an award out of nobody's hand. He didn't get up there and call himself God. He didn't. Come on now.
There's definitely a difference, and it was said by the right person. But congratulations to all the Grammy winners. I was definitely happy to see that Victoria Monet won for Best R&B Album of the Year. I thought that was well-deserved because I played Jaguar, too. I still play it, like, nonstop. And I really don't be playing any of the other new R&B girlies music. So I was like, if you got me to be a fan when I be like, today's R&B, I don't know. Girl, I think you deserve all the awards, all the Grammys. Okay, well, let's jump. Oh, there was something that you said, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, after you got done with that. Now, look, I'm not a music guru like Angel is, like Kev and Josh.
I don't know nobody's
and Tony.
Names. Uh-huh.
So as the awards was going and they were announcing Album of the Year, I knew there was this lady on stage.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know who she was.
I did.
I didn't know who she was until Angel said who she was. The name said enough. If you have never in your life seen somebody like Barack Obama, you done heard his name.
Right.
You know exactly who he is and what he's done. You'd be like, oh, that's him. Angel said, Celine Dion. I said, oh my God, that's Celine Dion. So I'm looking like, she presented this world. When I tell you that little white girl ignored a living legend.
When I tell you that upset me so bad. That upset me so bad. I was like, you can tell your friends and give your friends hug after the show.
Don't nobody give a damn about these other people standing on stage. Celine Dion is up there.
And took it and never looked the woman in the face.
She didn't look her in her face. She didn't acknowledge her presence at all.
I was
even
hot.
Over you, the most important person on the stage at the moment. The hell with you and your giving award. That's Celine Dion.
I'm telling you, in real time, this was my reaction. This wasn't what my reaction was after seeing other people talk about it.
No,
we were watching it. Angel in was real like, time.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, why is she not going up to Celine Dion and saying anything? What, like, and still didn't. I am flabbergasted.
Even if Celine Dion wasn't the Celine Dion, you acknowledge the person that just called your name.
I would think.
At least take the award and shake their hand. They're giving you your award. But it's Celine and Dion.
I was shocked.
You will never be. Oh, my God.
I was shocked. I was. And I'm not a, put like this, just because I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, I'm not also a Taylor Swift hater. Like, I understand she is speaking to a demographic that I am not in. Her music resonates with a demographic that I am not in. And I'm okay with that. Do I think some of it is a little overhyped? Absolutely. But I'm not a person that's like, ugh, I can't stand Taylor Swift. I'm not that chick. Good for her. But that moment made me go, now, girl, you about to get on my nerves.
If everybody know, as big of a fan as Angel is to Beyonce, I'm equal, if not bigger, of Jay-Z. If he got up there and ignored Celine Dion, I'd be like, fool, what are you doing? Why you? Are you serious? Why you act like I would be pissed? Celine Dion? Come on.
Mm-mm. I can't even.
She can't even say, oh, I was just excited. You been there. You know you was getting that award. Get out of here.
No, I said Taylor. Taylor, get your life together.
I ain't got nothing against Taylor Swift, but that right there.
That made me so mad.
If a less known person got up and accepted an award that she had just got, I'd be like, how you not going to say something to Taylor Swift? But that wouldn't happen.
I was definitely thrown off and was like, this is, where do they do this at? There's just no way. There's no way. But listen, y'all, there is a way that you can have some delicious meals, right? And eat better, right? And make it easy. I know a lot of you are thinking, there's no way. There's no way. You're trying to ignore these delicious meals like Taylor ignored Celine Dion, but we're not going to have it. Near, far, wherever you are, huh? It's coming. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll get over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and more. There's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help you make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. What are you waiting for? Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. Two-minute meals. Fill up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. Snacks, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily. Flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Head to factormeals.com/argue50.
Argue50.
And use code argue50.
Argue50.
To get 50% off. The code argue50.
Argue50.
Let me say that again. That's code argue50.
Argue50.
At factormeals.com/argue50.
Argue50.
To get 50% off. Yeah, go ahead and go to y'all, Factor's Meals.
Get on over there.
Factorsmeals.com/argue50. Okay, so let's get into the topic of today.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Y'all know what's coming up. What's coming up, baby?
NAACP Image Awards. Valentine's Day.
You better know what's coming up.
like Super Bowl.
we've talked about fun dates. We've talked about things to do with your spouse, your boyfriend, or your girlfriend. But let's talk about what to do if you ain't got none of those. If you by yourself and you love Valentine's Day, what are you doing with yourself, for yourself? Are you getting together with other single people to just kick it? Are you going to be by yourself and just pamper yourself? What would be your like top five things that you would do if you didn't have somebody to do Valentine's Day with? I will start.
Okay.
And then you, as you have. Of course, number one on my list, because I do this for myself weekly, is Valentine's Day would be a self-care day. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to love on myself. I'm going to do my baths. I'm going to schedule my my mani-pedi. I'm definitely going to schedule like a massage or a facial. I personally love when I pamper myself. What are you laughing about?
Danielle talking about crying.
What are you doing by yourself? Crying. Happy birthday, Just Jazzy.
Happy birthday.
I would definitely, that's my number one. And because all but the massage and the facial, well, hell, you could do a facial, all but the massage. Mm-hmm. No, even the massage, you can go in a massage chair. You can do without an actual other person's assistant.
Yeah.
So that would absolutely be the first part or number one that I'm doing. You got a number one for yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I was going to say the same. Get pampered. Go love on yourself.
What is specifically what you get done? Oh, okay.
I would go get a massage. I go to a spa somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Get me a massage. I would have never done this before my birthday, but get me a facial.
Mm-hmm.
I never had that done, and that felt great.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay. I've given you a facial before, and I'm not talking about in a sexual way.
Yeah. No, you have. Okay. But it wasn't that long.
Okay.
By the way, Kennedy, that massage wasn't nearly long enough, but we'll talk about that later.
He told me, I didn't know you scheduled a 25-minute massage. They only had 20. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It was trash. I didn't hear bowel movements longer than that massage.
okay, that makes sense.
But nah, so yeah, like I would go to a spa, I would get a massage. Like the massages I get more frequently is when Angel goes to get her feet done, I'll go and I'll get a pedicure, mainly just for the foot massage.
Mm-hmm.
Because that feels great. Like I don't care about, you can get dead skin, I done lived with that. But that foot massage be feeling good.
Yes.
And of course, my thought, I had to think about it because I was already thinking and ready to answer even when you asked the question. Because I was like, okay, at this point in life and at my age, because younger would have been different. I'd been like, oh, if I'm single on Valentine's Day, I'm going to go out to a restaurant and see some chick sitting by herself and we're going to be two single people on a date.
Okay.
So I'm like, look, that's a good plan. I'll get to that. But I would definitely do that. And even leaving, and men need to do that more often, is go get pampered, go get a massage, there was these women leaving, and they were just like, one lady was like, I almost want to take a picture of you and send it to my husband. She was like, I've been trying for 40 years to get this man to come to the spa with me. And the other one was like, mine too, they won't come. These are black women. And she said, he always talking about, ain't nothing but a bunch of women in there. Okay. like that, you would rather hang around a bunch of stanky, hairy-ass men? but, like, I could tell they of a different generation, definitely, because they were definitely, you know, much older than me. But I was like, yeah, he's missing out. They definitely missing out. They was like, and we can tell you a real man. Like, I said, you ain't said just so soft. You a real man in here getting a massage. I said, yeah, no.
You can definitely tell they of a generation, different generation, they said.
Oh yeah,
you ain't some old soft little.
Oh yeah, they would talk like my mama, like y'all stop, because I could tell men behind the counter did not enjoy that conversation.
Oh no!
I was just like, yeah, no, they definitely missing out. Y'all need to let them know. They need to come. They need to come to the spa and get some, you know, get a massage, get some skincare, all of that jazz. But That would be definitely be, that's something that I would do different from younger, being older. It's like, oh no, go get yourself taken care of. Get mm-hmm. Do something that relaxes you outside of whiskey, cognac, and cigars.
Yeah, yeah.
Do something healthy to relax yourself.
I think number two for me, this is like if I'm on more of a budget, it depends on what type of person you are. If you're a person that likes to be out in the world, it's February, so it's cold a lot of places. So some people might be like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But if you like to be out in the world, I would personally take myself out on a date. I used to do that all the time in grad school. I would take myself to dinner into the movies. I would always, Marcus knows I love a good cocktail. I would specifically try to go to a restaurant that I knew had good cocktails and order me like a full like meal, appetizer, dinner, dessert, and dress cute as if somebody was going to show up, even though they're not.
I would.
Hey, what you doing over here?
Oh, absolutely.
And then I would take myself to the movies if there's something good. And now if you're a person that does not enjoy going out, I would still do the same thing for in the house. I would order myself something from a great restaurant, appetizer, the main course, in the the dessert, and I would find a movie that I wanted to watch. And then I would have, because of the fantasticness of social media, I would find an easy, dope cocktail to make myself. Mm-hmm. I would find, there's a guy that I follow. Ooh, y'all, he's tall, he's black, and he reviews a lot of the reality shows. Kendall is his name. He makes cocktails all the time on his day, and they are so, like, well-prepared cocktails. I would just use one of his recipes if I had to.
Mm.
And they always look refreshing. Have me make two of them because I know I'm going to want to refill. Watch my show, eat my food, and fall asleep on that couch. And potentially be in like really nice pajamas too.
No, I would. Number two is I would definitely, or the second thing to do is definitely, like you said, go out. I've been single on Valentine's Day before, and I did just that. I got dressed up. I went to a restaurant looking for a woman.
You are a mess.
At that restaurant, because I was like, I know women do this. If I'm doing it, women definitely do this. I'm just like, let me see somebody sitting at a table by herself, because I'm sitting at the bar so I can scope everything out. Just so, hey, how you doing?
Did you?
No, I ain't never seen nobody.
No.
The one I did see, I was like, oh, she by herself. Then eventually a dude.
Oh, Jesus.
He was probably doing the same thing I did, just sat down at the table, just bold. But if you can, because like she said, you know, the winter be wintering in February.
Yeah.
But yeah, go out and either get yourself a gift. You know, it ain't got to be nothing expensive. This goes for men too. Get yourself a gift, something that you just wanted, something small. Go out to a restaurant or get yourself some food if that's what you like doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just do something you enjoy.
Yeah. My number three, because this I loved when my mom used to do it for me, I would make a child my Valentine. If I was like, no, I don't want to do stuff by myself. I think before even my girlfriends, I would be like, if I had children like I do now, or if nieces and nephews, I'd be like, let's do something for Valentine's Day. I would do something with them. I know Valentine's is supposed to be with the person, like a romantic love, but I don't think it has to be that.
No.
And I think kids, especially if it's not something that happens on a regular basis, know how to show appreciation, especially if it's somebody that they're not expecting to do something like this for them. So I would absolutely, if I were single, I would grab my niece and be like, all right, girl, let's go out. Let's do something fun. Just especially if being alone on Valentine's Day is something that is a trigger for you, I would be like, well, just don't be alone. Mm-hmm. Like, do something fun with someone else. Last year, I did Palentine's Day with the kids. Mm-hmm. That thing turned out so good. The kids came over. They dressed up. They had a formal tea party. Mm-hmm. They had a good time. The boys learned how to be a gentleman. They took everybody's purses and jackets. Because I'm on tour, I don't have time to do it this year, but I probably will do it again when they are 10 years old. And it just turned out just chef's kiss. So even if, I don't think me and Marcus did anything for Valentine's Day last year, did we?
Nah, it ain't really even a big deal for us.
Not really.
We'll go out and do the usual little date night maybe, but
yeah,
we fine just sitting there. That's what I was going to say. My next one is specifically for fellas. Just sit at home, watch you a movie, and just think about the money you saving by not having a date. You ain't got no gift to buy nobody. You ain't got no food to buy except for yourself. Cook yourself a nice meal and enjoy it.
You're so silly. Okay, my last one is a little risque, but I'm going to say it anyways. Go to an adult store. Invest in a good toy for Valentine's Day. See how it's working. See how that buddy is a working. Put you in a good night's sleep. Mm-hmm.
Talk to the people. What's aggressive?
Yeah, this is again budget, because I would say something else completely. I'd be like, oh, if it was Valentine's Day and I was single and I had money, I'm going on a trip. I'm taking myself on a trip, and it is going to be a 5-star trip. But this is more so like more budget friendly. I would definitely go to an adult store and be like, I want to get me a top of the line toy, but one that's actually worth its price. Mm-hmm. Like one that's going to really do the job, that's going to make me call it Valentine after the day is over. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I would. Yeah, me and V about to go in here.
Yes. That would definitely be like up there on the list of things that I would do. That would possibly wrap up inside of number one, self-care.
You tell him, masseuse, here, just hold this and... Right.
Don't worry about that vibration. It's fine. Yeah. It works out fine.
I don't know. Did they ever expand the men's toys?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into it.
Yeah. What y'all got over here? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you got a role now. Got a whole aisle for men. What else? I don't think I got nothing else.
That you would do for yourself?
Nah. Relax.
Would you kick it with, like, a lot of women do Galentine's Day, where they just go and hang out with their girlfriends. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't mention that as one. Because I don't think that's what I would want to do for Valentine's Day, to be honest, is be like, okay, single girlfriends, let's go out. Let's have a blast. Yeah. I don't think I would necessarily want to do that. Would you want to kick it with the fellas?
I don't think so. I don't even know. Even if you did, I don't know how you, that would have to be a group message. Like, you send out to everybody all at the same time.
Hey.
you send it to, you do it one at a time. He's going to be looking at you like,
what's going on? What you trying to tell me?
Yeah. Nah, I don't think I would, though.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather be alone anyway half the time. So.
Right. Right.
But I don't know. Maybe fellas do that. I don't know any dudes that would be like, let's kick it on Valentine's Day, especially because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Like, nah, we could just kick it this weekend. Like, even if Valentine, I don't know what day it fall on. Even if it was on a Friday, it'd be like, let's kick it Saturday. All right, cool.
Yeah. I don't know why that doesn't like it hit with me. I love spending time with my girlfriends. Valentine's Day, though, that's just never been my jam, even when I was single. I would rather spend that time either loving on myself or doing something with, like, one of my family members more than one of my, one of my single homegirls.
Yeah.
Kennedy, you doing something for Valentine this year? Or is your boo gone? Oh, when did he leave? Oh, you sad? Oh, goodness. What day is Valentine's Day on? Is that a Monday? Is Valentine? Is it the 14th?
Yeah, Valentine's Day is always on 14th.
It's a Wednesday. Oh, she'll be with you and Greg.
Oh, well, great. You got your two dates.
Two uncles. Hey, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, we'll be having a good one. Tell us what you do for Valentine's Day, especially if you're a single person. What are you doing? Are you going out on a blind date? Would you do that?
A blind date?
Yeah, would you ever go out on a blind date?
You know me, I don't like surprises.
Surprise.
I think I would, depending on, I gotta know something. It ain't just gonna be.
What you mean you gotta know something?
I got somebody outside dying.
Uh-huh.
I need to know career. I need to know just something.
Those things usually are told on a blind date. It's blind because you don't know what they look like.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. It depends. I don't know.
It depends on what?
I don't know. It'd be like, if her career can tell me more about, you know, physical, I don't know. No, I don't. I think I would, maybe. I think that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would.
I would go out on a blind date.
I know you would.
Why you know I would?
Because that's all you.
But I easily get disgusted. So it might not go well.
Trying to FaceTime me.
I get disgusted easily. So I don't know if that will work out. Our children are calling us. Yes?
Yeah, I don't know. We told y'all they out of school today.
I'm hanging up on y'all. I don't really care about this conversation. We're working. Love you. Bye.
Somebody mad at somebody?
Sai said he didn't have to eat cereal. I did not say that.
Anyway, see, we got to do that sketch. Look, Angel got back yesterday, and now she was like, what did you say? You said, no, what's today, Monday? So you got back? Yeah, yesterday.
Uh-huh.
She just wanted to spend time with the boys. She was like, oh, I'm going to take them here. I think I'm going to watch a movie with them, and we should do this. I'm like, I don't want to do nothing with them.
That's what okay?
We all want to spend time with Angel, but we don't want to spend, the fellas don't want to spend time with me. I don't want to spend time with them. Let's separate at this point because I've been dealing with them.
This is ridiculous.
It ain't.
Anyways, we were about to close out. You guys.
I wasn't going to answer. Like, I'm done with him.
Calling about some daggone cereal. I ought to beat the breaks off of them. I wouldn't though. Again, vote for us for the NAACP Image Awards.
This podcast
Is This Going to Cause an Argument is nominated under Outstanding Lifestyle in Self-Help.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Thing podcast is nominated under Arts, Sports, and Entertainment. And A Black Lady Sketch Show is nominated under Outstanding Variety Show. There's a link in the bio that's vote.naacpimageawards.net that takes you directly to the ballot. And as we mentioned before, it's a little confusing. However, you can vote in every category. And once you've voted, at the bottom of the page, it'll show you how many votes you have actually put on your ballot. And you click submit, put in your email address, and press submit again, and it will be counted for. You can only vote from that specific email address once with that ballot. So use your other email addresses if you want to use have more votes in or have more ballots in.
And you can use other people's email addresses if you know them.
Yeah, correct.
You ain't got to put no password in.
Also vote for me for NAACP Image Awards Social Media Personality of the Year. This is a completely different ballot. The category looks completely different than everybody else's. You can vote for me from every single email account that you have every single day up until the deadline. So I'll be doing reminders on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok to remind people to vote. It's completely free, and it would mean the world to me. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. It might be a little different. Might be like That Chick Angel TV, but you'll be able to find me and tell them where they can. Oh, and see me on tour live with Kev on stage at the Here's the Thing Unruly Cousins Tour. It's a good time.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus A. on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus A. on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my bidding body butter called Man Shit. And you can go to manshyt.com and check that out. You can also find me on my other podcast, Let Us Tell It with Greg Goosby on what Patreon knows. We record that live on Wednesdays. But you can go to Tanksley TV, Let Us Tell It podcast.
And also the Queerties. I keep forgetting that one.
Yeah.
Nominated for a Queerty Award for One Margarita Saucy Remix music video. Please vote there as well. Completely free. Click on the votes. Boop, boop. So until next time, we'll be back next week. You'll get to see us on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see what we done did.
Absolutely.
All right. So until next time, you all be blessed. Join our Patreon at patreon.com/thatchickangel. Check out our sponsors, BetterHelp, Lumi, and Factor Meals. Use our promo codes, and we will talk to you all next week.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.